20th annual Helping Hands Food Drive coming up next week. We've got details. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. Your WTO11 No Weather. Beautiful sunrise here this morning. Sunshine, expect that. And 61 are hot.
Time for the good stuff. Thanks to TJD Industrial Services.
In studio guest this morning, David Haar from Sodexo/University of Findlay. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great to see you.
You too. We've got the 20th annual Helping Hands Food Drive. I don't know. I don't know if I've been to a lot, and but hard to believe 20th annual now.
It's flown by really quick, and it's amazing to see how it's grown over the years and all the community support we get throughout it. The very first food drive, we collected 994 pounds of food. We didn't know what to do with it. And right. Last year was 265,000 pounds.
Yeah, another record.
Yeah, it was another record, yes.
So this is kind of a competition, but the best thing about it is this food stays here, Findlay, Hancock County, for Chopin Hall.
Yeah, this is our, you know, neighbors taking care of neighbors. And what's really great is all the food we collect goes to Chopin Hall and stays right here in Findlay, Hancock County to help those in need.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the need is growing still. And I'd like to see it go the other direction, but nobody should go hungry. And that's what our drive is for, is make sure nobody goes hungry.
Yeah. So to put this in perspective, the 265,000 pounds, that's like couple semi-loads? Or
Last year, it was over three semis.
Just over three, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it was a good truckloads going over.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't last that long.
Yeah, so, it gets them into the new year.
Correct. It gets in the new year, but it just depends on the item, too.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter last year we collected only lasted about 2 months.
Wow.
The vegetables lasted a lot longer. But, you know, still didn't last a year. It didn't, you know, I think it was around 6 months, I think I heard, how long the vegetables lasted. But the food goes in and goes out really quick.
Yeah. So this happens on Wednesday, week from this Wednesday, November 5th. It's always the first Wednesday of November. And on-campus drive up and drop. You can do that from 7:30 a.m. to p.m. Student for Center Life, 301 Davis Street. If you've never been in that building, that's a beautiful building.
Oh, it's a gorgeous building.
Oh,
a lot of space to hold the food.
It's a big building. So you can drop off. You've got drop-off points as well. So
yeah, we have drop-off points all throughout. On the day of the food drive on November 5th, we have drop-off points throughout the community. Mm-hmm. We're at both Walmarts, both Kroger's. We're at Brinkman's. We're at Great Scott. Also, though, we have drop-off points starting now. At Chamber of Commerce at 50 Finley North. Chamber.
Okay.
And also at Sheets.
Sheets, the gas station.
Yes.
Let me mark that down, because I'll add that to our list here. And so peanut butter, number one, canned soup. We've got canned fruit, cereal, and bottled juice. So those are all
items. Yeah, that's our top five items, but we'll accept any non-perishable food item across the board for that.
Talking to David Haar here, Sodexo, who feed the University of Findlay students over there. And this is a great thing for all the students as well. You've got 17 student organizations involved this year.
Oh, over that, yes, around 21 now.
Oh, wow.
So it's growing across the board from there. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had over 200-plus volunteers. This year, I see it being greater than that because we have a lot more things going on. For example, we are starting off tomorrow with our Band Together to Fight Hunger show, and we're having area high school bands perform over at Findlay High School at Cooper Field at 7 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So there's several bands, marching bands will be over there performing. All you have to do is bring a canned good, and you can come in and enjoy watching area marching bands perform throughout the evening.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you have area schools, Hancock County involved as well.
Yes, area Hancock County schools are also helping out with the drive. Of course, we have a competition for that as well. They get the Golden Can Award for the school that collects and donates the most number of cans as well.
Mm-hmm. So over the years, you've collected, nearly 2 million pounds?
It's going to be this year. We're hoping to break that. We're hoping to break the 2 million pounds mark. Yep.
David Haar in. It's the 20th annual Helping Hands Food Drive. We'll be over there as well. On campus that day, but you'll see a lot of signs in front of the stores. It says Helping Hands Food. It's green sign.
Yes.
And look for that. You can drop off there or come on over to campus on Wednesday, November 5th. All right. David Haar, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
So the good stuff, thanks to TJD Industrial Services.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.